Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Oz.
Well, have you ever heard the word cataract before? I'll bet you have. The question is, what the heck really is it? It's a mystery. Do they have to cut your eye? Does it mean you need surgery when you hear it? Well, let's discuss it a little bit and share some information. A cataract is any opacity or haze in the eye. If you think of an eye being the center of the eye being the lens has no blood supply and no nerves. So the UV light that constantly impacts it, as well as whatever dietary materials are circulating in the eye, are going to determine the health or the lack of health of the lens. The lens is highly protein and will break down with UV light and turn yellow. That yellowing is called a cataract. There are three zones. There is the nuclear or central zone. There is the peripheral or cortical zone, which is less annoying. And there is the posterior subcapsular zone, which is the rapid one, comes with steroids, radiation, and diabetes. So a cataract is a hazy lens, but most people are going to have very early cataracts and have no visual effect. What are the symptoms for cataracts? Number one is going to be distance vision will be affected more than near. Seeing glare, therefore, especially at night. Blurry vision, but that can be due to anything. Requiring more light to read. Glasses always seem dirty. People come in and say, I need some new glasses, because they don't know what's going on inside of their eye. Initially, difficulty with threading a needle. But it's judging distances that count. And if one eye is worse than the other, then people have lost their depth perception and walking down steps is an issue. As a matter of fact, 40% of people that fracture a hip may have an eye problem. When they have two bad eyes, they don't walk very quickly and they're very careful. But with one good eye, you think you see the steps well, but you don't have depth perception. There are multiple risk factors for cataract, and most of which I'm sure you realize. But excessive exposure to ultraviolet light. Astronauts have a 35% higher chance of cataract with one trip in the air. Pilots, 60% increased risk. Smokers, 50% increased risk. And even to a slight degree, secondary smoke. Age means it happens more often. Heredity is not as important as you think, because many times it's not just what your parents give you in terms of genes, it's what you do in your lifestyle that's like your parents. Drink a lot of beer, smoke, outside working, etc. So sun is an issue, your parents are a slight issue, but your lifestyle. The increased fat in the diet. It is known that your BMI is associated with cataracts. The greater the weight and obesity, the greater the chance of cataract. And interestingly enough, the less long you will live. Yes, longevity is associated with significant cataract development. Not just a little, many people get a little. People that have cataracts often are at the bottom of a pyramid. At the bottom of the pyramid is the widest, and the most people have very little. We don't have a very good system for categorizing the cataract. Doctors will say it's 1, 2, 3, or 4 plus, or they may say it's trace or just a whisper. But the moral of the story is you're going to want to know that. So what do you do? What do you do if the doctor says you have a cataract? Well, your world should not come to an end. You say, okay, what are my options? Option one is do nothing because you're not bothered. In fact, what matters is not the structure, but the function. In other words, it's not what we, the eye doctors, see, it's what you, the patient, see, and how it affects your world and your lifestyle. So, option two is change the glasses. You know, if they're going to change again in a year or more or even less, you may say, the heck with that. You go to option three, which would be surgery. Surgery is very interesting and extremely effective. So even though I like to have people avoid surgery because being their natural self is helpful, I must say that cataract and implant surgery is probably has the least convalescence and the greatest bang for your buck. It's called phacoemulsification. You break up the cataract with high-speed sound. Intraocular lens is usually a posterior chamber intraocular lens. So it's in the original bag. There's no blood. There's no nerves. It doesn't move. But there are many questions that patients need to know about and perhaps ask if it's relevant. Do you really need the femtosecond laser to open the capsule? The doctors charge $1,000 extra for something that takes only a few seconds. Do you need an astigmatism or toric implant because we put a lens in? The astigmatism lens has the chance of neutralizing your astigmatism. That will cause extra. Do you want monovision? One eye near, one eye distance. Very convenient, especially if you tried it before or if you're nearsighted and going to undergo cataract surgery. Do you have a high refractive error? Let's say somebody has a minus 10 prescription and have Coke bottle kind of glasses. They would be delighted even with an early cataract to avoid surgery or have surgery, depending on their philosophy. How much glare do you have? Well, we can measure glare, because even if the vision is so-so and your symptoms are very annoying, if the glare level is high, you would be qualified for medical coverage. Do you have glaucoma? Would it be best for you to have a stent at the same time for the glaucoma? Learn how much your doctor does a month. How many cases a month? Call the surgery center. Learn his experience. Postoperatively, there are three drops. You'll be using antibiotics, a non-steroidal, and a steroid. Non-steroidal, steroid, antibiotic, ask for generic. You don't wear a patch, you don't have a stitch anymore. But you will wear a shield at nighttime for a number of days. Restrictions will depend on your particular case and your doctor. And any adverse effect, call immediately. Cataracts are the number one cause of blindness in the world, but in the U.S. they tend to be early. We recommend every 2 years eye exam, having a good diet with nutrition supplementation. We know lutein, we know certain B vitamins, vitamin C, and glutathione boosters will help protect against cataract progression. Lastly, there's carnosine eye drops, which have been founded by a Russian scientist. And we just published an article that came out 2 weeks ago that said the carnosine eye drops stop cataracts. We knew they stop them in dogs and may even reverse them. A few of my patients have actually reversed the cataract. It's ideal for early cataracts because we think we can stop them. The drops feel good twice a day administration, and then you taper it with time. But the key for you, me, and everybody is sunglasses. Avoidance of those UV wavelengths are going to help you prevent long-term eye damage, whether it's macular degeneration, conjunctivitis, yellowing of the conjunctiva, or cataracts. Get your kids to wear sunglasses. It's so important. If astronauts and pilots are going to get this problem, we don't necessarily want to have it. So the moral of the story is, be wise, make good decisions, even see the Eye Care Revolution for more information. So if you have a cataract, take action. Don't just say, well, I'll wait till the doctor says it's ready. You know when it's ready. If you're good, you can know what to do. So I like you say, stay well,